Hello and welcome to Hippie Dyslexic Homestead. Thank you so much for joining me today as we talk about chickens. That's right, let's get in and discuss roosters particularly. Okay, so we started off with a lot of chickens and you tend to lose some, or in my case, we lost a good amount. Learning, basically. We free-ranged them, and we didn't have a rooster for a long time, and we were losing the girls, and so we decided to get a rooster. We found somebody who was getting rid of their rooster. It was a really mean rooster, and they were in a very small location, like a closed enclosure, and so we thought, well, maybe he'll do better free-ranging. And at that point in time, he was like about a year and a half old. So we brought him in. You know, there's a whole introduction that you have to do with chickens. It's not just you just take them and you put them in the coop with them and bah, they're get along. So we actually kept him like in a kind of like a dog cage for a couple of days and fed him and watered. And the girls would go over there and see them. And it also helps like with disease and things like that. So after the introductory period, we let him go and we named him Jorge. And he was a really good rooster for the most part. I mean, he took good care of the girls. He would warn them. He really protected them. And once he was good with the girls, we seen an increase in our egg production. So you do not have to have a rooster to have eggs. But a rooster can help with your egg laying because the rooster protects the girls and they're less likely like try to pay attention to predators, and they're able to relax. So that's why you get more eggs usually with a rooster. Well, we had several girls and we decided to go ahead and get another rooster. And the lady was giving away some of her roosters, so we brought him in. His name is Pablo. And he's so beautiful. And everybody's been getting along really well. Everything's going well. We have like 16 or 17 chickens. So you need about one rooster per 10 girls. And we hatched some eggs last year. In the fall, I think it was like around November, and two of them are roosters. So now we have a total of four roosters. Now, we figured out that the third one, which we named Rico, was a rooster because of his tail, and you could tell he's like a rooster, very beautiful. And then we had a girl, we thought it was a girl, Obsidian, but she was on top of a bull, or on top of another girl, so we realized that that's a rooster too. So four roosters. And Jorge, our very first rooster, is getting older and he's very, very mean to the point that we actually have to like walk around with something in our hand because he constantly attacks my daughter and I. He doesn't bother men at all. But if my daughter or I am like walking around, yep, we're going to get flogged. So flogged is when they have on the back of their feet, there's like this really big like nail claw. It's super sharp. It's for defending and fighting off any kind of predators, which is important for us because we do allow them to free range on our 8 acres. They love bugs. So we don't want to, take that off or anything like that. But because he's getting increasingly mean, and he's done this before, so this is not like a new thing. It's just gotten to the extreme. It's before he would only flog us or try to come at us maybe once a week. Now it is every time we walk out of the door, and I'm not even lying. I pulled up in my car and he was waiting by my door, like stalking me, trying to get me. It's a little ridiculous. So he's gonna become dinner. Now, since he's an older rooster, he's about two and a half years old, they don't really make really excellent moist meat, so he'll actually have to go into the Instapot, basically. So then that leaves us with 3 roosters, and that's still a little too many. So we are going to get either somebody to take one of our roosters, maybe Rico, and if we can't find anybody to take him, then he will become dinner as well. That's the thing about living on a homestead, is that animals are there for a job, and as unpleasant as I find it, I don't really find killing anything pleasant. It is something that we have signed up for. We get eggs from our chickens, and we also have meat from our chickens. That's kind of the life of a chicken for most homesteaders. We do try to love them and give them, you know, a very good home. They get 8 acres to free range on. They love bugs. So I always crack up when I see something that says like vegetarian fed, because chickens are not vegetarians. We actually trained our chickens to come when we call them, and that was with bugs. Like they love bugs. When we mow, they go crazy for bugs. They're always looking for bugs. Anyways, so roosters are usually also the primary meat. If you buy like in the stores, the roosters are usually the ones that you're eating. The females are usually the ones that are, you know, the egg layers, of course, and then the roosters are turned into food. So that's just a little bit about the roosters and where we're at right now, beginning of March. And we'll have to see how the rest of the year goes, because we're hoping to get more chickens, or we're really hoping that our chickens go broody again, which means that they want to hatch eggs and they'll sit on the eggs. And we're really hoping that they'll start hatching eggs soon. So that way we can keep more roosters and get more eggs. And we'd love to sell them, because it's organic, like non-GMO feed, non-soy. And they barely eat it because they free range like crazy. And they're just very happy, happy girls. All right, that's enough of that episode. So I hope to see you guys next time. And again, thank you so much for your support. And I look forward to hearing about all of your chickens, if you have chickens, or if you're interested in chickens. Interested in having chickens as a pet or food. Have a great day, guys, and thank you so much.